And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 15th of June. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira and Fisher. The general synopsis at 1800. High northeast of Iceland 1029, slow moving and declining 1021 by 1800 Monday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, east 40s. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later in west Viking and east 40s. Showers, good. West 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fisher, decreasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Fisher. Showers, good. Humber, Thames. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Dover, Wight. Variable 2 to 4 at first in Dover, otherwise east or southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Cyclonic, becoming west later 3 to 5. Fog patches, thundery showers later, good, occasionally very poor. Trafalgar. Cyclonic 2 to 4 at first in far southeast, elsewhere northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Southeast Fitzroy. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea. Mainly east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches later. Good, occasionally very poor later. Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. Easterly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later in North Rockall. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, Bailey. East or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Bailey. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle. Northerly, veering easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later in east. Showers, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Northeast by east, 3. 9 miles, 1019. Falling more slowly. Stornoway. Northeast by east, 4. 27 miles, 1022. Falling slowly. Lerwick. North by west, 4. 30 miles, 1019. Falling slowly. Wick Automatic. North by west, 3. 22 miles, 1021. Falling slowly. Aberdeen. West-northwest, 2. Mist. 3 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Lucas. South by west, 1. 15 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Boomer. Northwest, 2. 11 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Bridlington. North-northwest, 2. 1019, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. East by south, 2. 11 miles, 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast, 2. 11 miles, 1018. St Catherine's Point Automatic. East-northeast, 2. 1,018, falling slowly. Jersey, east, 4, 19 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east, 4, 1,017. Scilly Automatic, southeast, 4, 5 miles, 1,014, falling more slowly. Milford Haven, east-southeast, 3, 27 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Aberporth, east-northeast, 2, 16 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Valley, northeast by east, 3, 16 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east-northeast, 2, 14 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast by east, 2, 24 miles, 1,014, now rising. Ronald's Way, northeast, 2, 16 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Malin Head, east, 3, 13 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, east by north, 1, 24 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday the 14th of June. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure will move slowly eastwards as Atlantic frontal systems push in from the west. Many areas will see a good deal of fair weather through Monday, but some fog patches are likely to develop in the west and southwest, and all areas will see rain or showers at times later. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest, veering east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly 4 or 5 at first in north, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly southeasterly later. Mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest 2 to 4, veering southeast 3 or 4 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 or 3, then east 3 or 4 later. Showers later, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly 3 or 4 at first in north, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 4 or 5 later. Showers later, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first. Fair at first, then showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast, veering southwest later 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first. Fair at first, then showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast, veering west or southwest 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle and fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast, veering west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Bristol Channel. Occasional drizzle, fog patches until later in west. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast, becoming cyclonic, then southwest later 3 to 5. Drizzle and fog patches later in west. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in west. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in north, becoming cyclonic later. Showers, fog patches later in west. Good, occasionally very poor later in west. Isle of Man. East 3 to 5, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Fair, fog patches later. Good, occasionally very poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Easterly, veering southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time in south. Showers later, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, veering easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4 later. Showers later, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly or northeasterly, veering easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly later 3 to 5, decreasing 2 for a time in north. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Shetland Isles. North 4 or 5, decreasing 2 or 3 later, veering northeast later. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin, sailing us right on up to the end of our broadcasting day here on Radio 4. So on behalf of all of us at Broadcasting House in London, this is Danielle Jałowiecka, thanking you for your company and wishing you a peaceful night. Good night.
Hello, I'm Celia Hatton. Welcome to the newsroom. Finally, a deal's been reached to end the U.S. war with Iran, with the announcement of a formal signing ceremony in Switzerland on Friday.
We've been told the signing will be on the 19th. Things could happen between then, of course. I mean, things have been happening every day that have changed the equation.
How solid is this deal? Analysis from our correspondents in Jerusalem, London, and from our BBC Persian service. Plus, Switzerland votes no to capping the size of its population.
With today's decision, the voters have sent a signal in favour of stability, openness and reliability.
More big games happening at the Men's World Cup, our football correspondents in the US, and the 17-year-old whose school project got attention from Russia's Vladimir Putin.
It's unprecedented. They've never sanctioned a high schooler before. And so it's clear that my work exposing their currency laundering schemes has touched a nerve.
Stay with us.
BBC News with Chris Berrow. The US and Iran say they've reached a deal to halt their war. In a post on his Truth Social platform, Donald Trump said the deal was complete and that he was fully authorising the toll-free opening of the Strait of Hormuz. Joe Inwood reports.
Getting to this point has taken weeks of careful negotiation, with Pakistani mediators balancing the competing, conflicting demands of Tehran and Washington. In the end, they seem to have managed to get both sides to agree to the same deal, reopening the Strait of Hormuz, lifting the US blockade, and ending the fighting, including in Lebanon. What's interesting about the brief statement put out by Pakistan's Prime Minister is that it makes no direct mention of Israel or Hezbollah. But getting them to go along with this deal, which will be signed on Friday, is vital if it is to last.
Oil prices are falling following the announcement of a deal. The price of Brent crude was initially down nearly